We do appreciate you tuning in here on Country 101.7 FM this Thursday evening. Again, our time got changed a little bit, just like last week. We were supposed to be on the air tomorrow night, now here on a Thursday night in Caldwell. It's a beautiful evening for football here this now into November in the calendar year, which snuck up on me a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, October just flew by.
Yeah. Yeah. Already hearing the Mariah Carey Christmas album coming our way. Emiliano Zuniga has it teed up at the 30-yard line. He'll kick it off. It's a squib kick, little bouncing kick, and coming in to make the tackle, that will be, trying to find the number there, that's Micah Cothers on the kickoff coverage for Chase County. Outlaws will have the ball first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Keandre Smith in the shotgun formation. He's got Alex Smith and Wrangler Jesna to his left and his right, respectively. Takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Alex Smith. Smith, a huge gain up the middle. Actually, cuts off to the right side before he's brought down in front of his own sideline. He'll carry it from the 37 to the opposite 34.
Yeah, huge crackback block on that play. And another thing to note, there hasn't been a lot of penalties in this game.
No, there has not. There's been one flag thus far. 11:51 remaining here in this second half, or I should say in the third quarter, as the snap goes to Keandre Smith, and he'll pick up the first down and a little more. It's going to be first and 10 now from the 29-yard line of Chase County. And thus far, the Bulldogs not coming up with the stop they need. It's been hard here, as admittedly, South Sumner, they've got plenty of weapons to spread that ball around to. 11:27 now remaining, first and 10 from the 30. Keandre Smith hands off to Alex Smith. He'll get upended after a gain of three, taking it from the 30 to the 27. That attack up the middle working wonders for the Outlaws.
Yeah, that was actually their first counter of the game, so kind of coming out with a different look for Sumner County.
11:05 remaining in the third quarter. Sumner County leads at 30-24 over Chase County in this eight-man Division I regional playoff matchup. Smith shotgun handoff will go to Wrangler Jesna, who gets forced out of bounds after a gain of about two. 10:42 remaining now in this third. Our PA announcer here in the booth helping out with a little bit of the coaching here. Third and four from the 25-yard line. South Sumner, lone set for Keandre Smith. Takes the quarterback keeper, goes right up the middle, gets dragged down by the waist after a gain of three. He'll be right near the first down marker, so it'll bring up a fourth and one. And they have been nothing but successful on fourth down conversions.
Flag on the field.
Oh, we do have a flag. They're not moving the spot of the ball.
There is a flag on the play, folks.
Didn't even see that fly in. That flag in the backfield. Well, it looks like South Sumner is going to be moving back a little bit here. It's going to be a
holding
on the offense. So back them up after an impressive game by Keandre Smith.
Great opportunity here for Chase County to get a stop defensively, third and long.
So they go from a fourth and one opportunity. After the flag, it'll bring up a third and 10.
Watch the pass here. Spread formation.
Third and 10 from the Chase County 29. South Sumner looking to increase their lead here, and they're in no hurry. They lead at 30-24 with 9:55 remaining here in this third quarter. Keandre Smith again in the lone set. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Takes the snap, dropping back, looking for a man downfield. He's got a few options. He airs it out, and no good. Breaking up the pass was Cal Kohlmeyer. Down the field was Wrangler Jesna, and he had two men beat. He was right at the goal line. If Kohlmeyer doesn't come in, that's a touchdown for the Outlaws. 9:42 remaining in this third quarter. Outlaws lead at 30-24. Chase County with a big play right there, as that's the first time Keandre Smith has been unsuccessful with a deep ball.
Here they go, right back at it again, fourth and long.
Shotgun set again for Keandre Smith. Single receivers left and right, dropping back, looking for another open man down the field. It'll be a short pass right near the original line of scrimmage. A big stop by Chase County. And the Bulldogs managed to hold off the Outlaws' onslaught. Oh, boy. But we do have a flag. Oh, man, if this goes against Chase County, that's a backbreaker. Who's it going to be?
It's a wave.
No flag on the play. It stands. Chase County gets it back after a huge defensive stop, just like my heart did for a minute there.
Yeah, the flag was probably a pass interference. The ball was thrown, however, to the halfback on a screen, so they waved the flag.
Turnover on downs, the first unsuccessful outing offensively for the Outlaws. Chase County will have it first and 10 from their own 28. Snap goes to Budke in the shotgun set. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, and then powers his way forward for a gain of about six. Mitch Budke doing the work with the legs. Wow, I thought they had a bigger pickup than that, but they're going to say he only got three.
Not the most generous spot in the world.
No, not at all, but nonetheless. Actually, now they're changing that. They're going to say 4 yards on the carry. Really testing my math skills here, guys. 9:03 remaining in the third quarter, second and 6 from their own 33, Chase County. Shotgun set here for Budke. He's got Griffin to his left side, single receiver to the right side. He'll bring that receiver in the form of Dom Cothers in motion. Snap goes to Budke on the quarterback keeper. He'll carry it forward for a pickup of 6, maybe 7. Nonetheless, chains are going to move.
Yeah, they've loaded the box there. Probably expecting to stop the run. However, we were able to get the first down.
Yeah.
Mitch pulls the ball and takes it himself for the first down. So good blitz beater there by Chase County.
Absolutely. Mitch Budke on two plays now has two first downs. First and 10 from their own 39. Correction. Two plays, one first down. My apologies. Again, my math skills, not the best. That's why I got into this business. 8:20 remaining in this third quarter. Chase County trails at 30-24 to the Outlaws of South Sumner. Dom Cothers comes in motion from right to left. Snap goes to Bucky. Up the middle. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5, and he's in for 6. Mitch Budke with his second score of the night from 39 yards out. Ties it up, 30 all. Chase County gets the defensive stop and now is back even with the Outlaws.
Yeah,
beating, no flags on the play.
Yeah, beating the blitz again. They're bringing the house, and Mitch pulls the ball, running a very similar play as the one before it, ends up in a touchdown.
Two-point conversion upcoming. Chase County could take the lead here once again. Snap to Budke, drops back, looking for a man to pass, finds him in the form of Brock Griffin to the left side. Two-point is good. It's 32-30, Chase County. Talk about a momentum shift.
Yeah, huge two-point, too.
32-30, the lead now for the Chase County Bulldogs. 8:03 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout, have the ensuing kickoff. You're listening to Chase County playoff football action here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County playoff football being brought to you by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue. Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Richard and Greta Hannah at Hannah Orthodontics in Emporia. And Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
32-30, the lead for Chase County after the 39-yard touchdown run by the senior quarterback, Mitch Budke, and the first defensive stop of the game for the Bulldogs. They look like a brand-new team coming out of that halftime conversation with Coach Vandergriff, Kale.
Yeah, that couldn't have gone any better for the Dogs. And let's see how the second defensive stand goes.
Emiliano Zuniga has it teed up at the 30-yard line. It'll be a onside kick, crosses the 40 down to the 39, falling on top of it for the Outlaws will be Alex Shore. Yep. So they'll set up shop at their own 39-yard line. Will the Outlaws looking to regain the lead here with 8:03 remaining in the third quarter.
Both teams electing to kick it short instead of kicking it to the best athletes who are positioned deep. So expecting that from the rest of the game.
Five lead changes thus far in this ball game. This will be the third lead of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Keandre Smith, lone set, takes the direct snap. Trying to go off the right side. He gets swarmed by four Bulldogs. In on that tackle, we see Gavin Francis, Jarek Payton, Tag Groh, and Brock Griffin. But he'll still get a pretty sizable gain of six, bringing up a second and four from the Chase County 34-yard line. Once again, Keandre Smith, lone set, has a man in motion. Alex Smith off to the left side. It's a quick pass, and Smith will pick up the first down and more. Alex Smith with a, trying to count that off, I give him about an 8-yard reception on that one.
Yeah, Sumner County having a lot of success on the outside. They ran a swing pass there, trying to get the ball to the outside, the weakest part of the defense in their eyes. So.
Well, one thing I will say that we've noticed about Chase County a few times this year is really their weak point. It seems to have been up the middle a few times. We kind of saw that with Sedan last week as they were able to get a few gains out of some shots down the field, but that's not really been the case here tonight as Keandre Smith takes the handoff and swings off right side. He'll get met after a gain of one, forced out of bounds to his own sideline, so that will bring up a second and nine from the 25.
Yeah, Cal Colmar showing up, putting the pressure on the queue, and able to get the rest of the defense to rally to the ball.
6:57 remaining in this third quarter. Chase County leads it 32-30, and you got to think Coach Vandegrift less than relaxed right now is – he's somebody who he was hoping they might be up by a few more scores at this point, but we knew this was going to be a dogfight. Snap goes to Keandre Smith. He'll push forward for about another gain, maybe give him three, possibly two on that carry, but trying to run through that defensive line didn't do much. Not as much success going up that middle as they've had earlier in this game, Cale.
Yeah. It seems like Chase County having success going up the middle, Sumner County having success going on the outside. That seems to be the trend thus far.
Third and six now from the 23-yard line. Smith in the pistol formation. Keandre takes the snap and gets brought down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. And that brings up a fourth and six.
Yeah, that's such a hard tackle to make on the outside. Open field tackle. Mitch did a good job with the juke and brings up fourth down.
I was going to say, guess who on that tackle? The one and only Mitch Budke. Over 100 tackles on the season. 6 minutes remaining in this third quarter. The snap goes to Keandre Smith. Goes off to the outside, looking for an open man. He tries to tuck it and run. Gets brought down. I think they're going to give him the first down. They will. He'll get to the... sorry. He'll get to the 15-yard line for a first down. 5:50 remaining in this third quarter, and what looked like a big stop there for Chase County turns into first down yardage for Sumner.
Yeah,
see what they can do here.
Sumner County runs a lot of run-pass options, so the quarterback, Keandre, had the option to either throw the ball or run, and he ended up running for the first down
but
there.
He was looking for a strike in that end zone.
Yeah,
he decides
was.
To tuck it. First and 10 from the 13. Smith takes the snap, gets brought down, but we got a flag from the side judge. See what the flag will be here. They might call a hold on Chase County. This will be the Bulldogs' first penalty. No, actually, South Sumner is going to start backing up, so this might be their third of the ball game. See what the official says. Holding. On the offense, the third holding penalty for the Outlaws tonight. And this was exactly what happened to them last time. They had great field position. actually picked up a near first down. It was a fourth and one. Get the holding call, and they get backed up for a, I think it was a third and, I want to say third and 15 that ended up leading to their first dry spell of the night offensively. 5:13 remaining here in this third quarter. It'll be first and 15 as Keandre Smith gets flushed out of the pocket, tries to fling it down the field, and it's almost picked off by the Bulldogs. Trying to see who got the hand in the face there. I think that was Cal Kohlmeyer.
Yes.
Bringing the pressure. Tried to reel it in, but was able to kind of swat it and deflect it. Second and 15 now for South Sumner. 5:03 remaining in this third quarter. Chase County leads it 32-30. And Keandre Smith has not looked as comfortable in this second half.
Yeah, we've been able to get a lot of pressure on him in the pocket. Cal Kohlmeyer is doing a very good job in the end there.
Snap goes to Keandre Smith. He'll tuck it, try to run, but tries to stutter step, and he stutters a little too much before he gets brought down. Give him a gain of about two. But that's going to bring up a third and a country mile.
Yeah, and expect in this down and distance, they're going to take a shot. They're going to take a shot to the end zone.
Yeah.
Try and get someone deep. So Chase County has struggled with the deep pass this year. Let's see how they respond on this third and long.
4:36 remaining in the third quarter. Keandre Smith getting the play from his sideline. And it looks like they might go for a pass here. They've got single receivers left and right. Empty backfield for Smith. See if he brings a man in motion. He will. That's Jesna. Now just a little shovel pass over the top there into the hands of Alex Smith, who gets brought down to the original line of scrimmage. I should say a little dump pass.
Yeah.
As actually, he won't even get back to the original line. He'll be 2 yards shy, so that's going to bring up a third or fourth and 12.
Yeah, some trickery trying to get that first down. Didn't pay off. Chase County was ready.
Ninth play of this drive upcoming. 3:50 remaining, 4:12. Fourth and 12 from the 15. Keandre Smith circles out of the pocket. Now he's going to tuck it, try to run, and he gets met by a wall of Bulldogs at the 10.
Number 55.
Another turnover on downs for the Bulldogs.
And that drive was in so many ways identical to the one to start the half.
Yeah.
A critical holding call, and we were able to get pressure on the quarterback and ended up getting a turnover on downs. So Chase County with the opportunity to drive down the field and maybe put some more points on the board here.
Well, and if I'm Chase County, if I'm Coach Vandegrift, I'm milking that clock too. I'm trying to get us into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
3:41 remaining here in the third. Chase County with it first and 10 from the 10. Deep in their own territory. Going in motion, Dom Cothers. Mitch Buckey takes the direct snap. He'll power it up to about the 15, maybe give him the 14. Well, they'll spot him at the 15. Gain of five for the senior quarterback with two scores on the night from insane distances. Mitch Budke turning tonight into a track meet. 32 yards on his first scoring drive, 39 on the second.
Potentially a shot play here. You know, it's second and manageable right after a big turnover.
Are we going to get an official timeout? Yep, we have an official's timeout here on the field.
Yeah.
I think it might be another little wardrobe malfunction there as Keandre Smith went over to the sideline, now back out on the field. And, you know, we actually didn't have Keandre Smith listed on the defensive end, but now he's out there playing that safety position. Makes sense. I mean, he's probably one of the faster guys out there for the Outlaws.
Yeah, I would say that he's probably their best athlete, and they're saying, you know what, now's the time. We're going to utilize you. So playing deep, trying to stop that pass, I'm sure.
3:10 remaining in the third quarter. 32-30 the lead for Chase County. They have it second and five from the 15. Low snap to Budke. He'll run it off to the outside. Right side. He's down the sideline. He's got room. First down and more. Jukes one man. Makes another miss. He's at the 30. The 20. He's at the 10. He is gone.
Wow.
Six more on the board for the quarterback, Mitch Budke. That makes it 38-30. Chase County with the two-point conversion still to come. They could go up by two scores here. What a run by Mitch Budke.
That's such a huge run. Riding that momentum and just a making some moves and doing what he can to get in the end zone.
Little shake and bake, juke and jive.
You said it, yeah.
65 yards on the carry by Mitch Budke. Just shy of a minute off the clock.
Uh-oh.
And it looks like we had a injured outlaw there near the 20-yard line. Looks like that is Cole Ween, so seems to be limping just a little bit, but walking on his own power. That's a good sign, so certainly hope we'll see him back in there. Cole Ween's one of the ends. He's actually done a great job of bringing some pressure, helping getting some pressure on Mitch here tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's serious. Hope for the best.
Nonetheless, 65 yards to the house for Mitch Budke. Two-point conversion upcoming. Snap goes to Budke. Tucks it, run. No, actually hands it off to Brock Griffin. Griffin jukes and jives, makes a miss, and in for two. 40-30. Now the lead for the Bulldogs of Chase County. 2:48 remaining in the third quarter. The Bulldogs starting to find that magic. Yeah, see if they can keep it going defensively. South Sumner to receive the ensuing kickoff here after a quick break on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location at East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving employee and surrounding communities for generations.
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue. Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Richard and Greta Hannah at Hannah Orthodontics in Emporia. And Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nano Zuniga with another onside kick. This one fielded at the 31-yard line. Falling on top of that one for the Outlaws. That will be Jordan Williams, the senior nose guard.
Jordan Williams on the return.
As he'll not get a chance to return it. Again, Zuniga, Nano is one of those guys. He can really confound you with his kicks. I mean, you don't really know what to do in some of those situations.
Yeah, throughout the season, he's really got those onside kicks that you really look for, the ones that skip up after they bounce, hoping to recover one in the second half.
40-30 the score in favor of Chase County as they trailed 30-28, or I should say 30-24 at the half, and we get a procedural penalty on the Outlaws. Those penalties, man, they stack up after a while, and it's cost them a few drives here, as that's going to back them up 5 yards, so they'll go from the 31.
Yeah, you know,
down to the 26 for a 1st and 15. Go ahead, Kel.
We just talked about at the half there hasn't been a lot of penalties, but on the second
you
half,
jinxed them.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, they're not being thrown our way.
Yeah.
Fourth flag of the ball game. Three holding calls. Their first procedural penalty for the Outlaws. Chase County yet to see a flag thrown their way. Alex Smith goes wide out to the left side. Keandre Smith takes the snap now, goes to the outside. Yeah! He's down the line, and he'll step out of bounds right near the Chase County 35 as the PA announcer was starting to get fired up and realized he stepped out of bounds. That was a good pullback. Give him some credit on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, whoa. I must have really misjudged that. They're going to say he stepped out before midfield. They're going to say he actually stepped out at the 38.
Yeah, he's got some speed. He was
deep into our territory, but no, it'll be 2nd and 3 from the 38-yard line. Snap goes to Keandre Smith again. This time he will have the first down into Chase County territory, as that will bring him down to the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs, 1st and 10. And Keandre Smith starting to wake up a little bit here.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to take this on my own shoulders here.
He's putting in the work here. Two carries already into Chase County territory as they started back at their own 26. Keandre Smith looked like he was trying to find a man, and he finds it in the form of Wrangler Jesna, but picks up a gain of five and then gets absolutely tattooed by the Chase County defensive line.
Yeah, a little miscommunication. It looks like Sumner County coming out in some formations that we didn't see earlier in the game trying to have some success with that on this drive. So just a little miscommunication on the last one.
Under 2 minutes remaining in this third quarter, second and five from the 30-yard line, Sumner County. Oh. Keandre Smith takes the snap, makes three men miss, still on his feet, bringing it down past the 10-yard line. Keandre Smith, again, doing the legwork quite literally as they're inside the Chase County 10. South Sumner looking to respond after two turnovers on downs.
Yeah, a lot of missed tackles on that last play. We just got to keep our heads up. Got to keep our heads up when we tackle.
First and goal from the 7. South Sumner trailing it by 10, 40-30 after leading at the half, 30-24 in this regional playoff matchup against Chase County. Minute 13 remaining in the third quarter. Keandre Smith, lone set, twin receivers left, single receiver right, takes the snap, looking for a man in the end zone. Bullet pass.
Oh, my God.
Picked off by Chase County. Are they going to say that's an interception? Chase County sideline going insane right now. Did Brock Griffin jump the pass? Looking for the signal here.
Interception.
It is an interception. Chase County on the goal line.
Wow.
Brock Griffin.
1 yard line. Chase County first.
Now that's great news here for Chase County as they've retaken the possession with a minute one remaining in the third quarter. A chance to go up by another score, leading 40-30, but here's the issue. They're in their own end zone. They're deep back.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to really get the legs going here. They've really busted through that defensive line, but
yeah,
this could be precarious, to say the least.
Expect a blitz from Sumner County on the goal line.
Absolutely. 101 remaining in the third. Budke in the shotgun. Griffin to his left side. Budke maybe trying to get him to jump here. Twin receivers left side for Chase County. Snap goes to Budke. Budke's got a seam right side. Steps over one man and gets brought down after a pickup of 10. He'll take it from the goal line up to, well, actually, they're going to give him way more than I thought. He'll take it from the goal line, 14-yard gain, to the 15.
Yeah.
That's how you counteract bad positioning.
Yeah. No, there was a check at the line of scrimmage. Saw that the blitz was coming. They checked to their blitz beater, and it turned out in a 15-yard gain. So great job by Chase County there.
First and 10 from the 15, Chase County. 35 seconds remaining in the third quarter, leading 40-30 over South Sumner. Budke brings Cothers in motion, hands it off to Griffin on the right side. Griffin will power his way forward for a pickup of about 3, maybe 4, right near the 20.
Yeah, those are the runs that the offense needs to continue to go back to. Those 5-yard gains, powerful running, physical. Those really do set up the big plays that Chase County capitalizes on often.
They'll actually spot him at the 20, first and 5, but that will do it for the third quarter. At the end of 3, it's 40-30. Chase County leading South Sumner in this regional playoff matchup, 8-man Division I playoffs. Winner advances on to next week. We'll see who that is in 12 minutes. You're listening to Chase County Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE FM, Emporia.
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue. Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Richard and Greta Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location at East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected.
Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Back in Caldwell, 12 minutes remaining in this regional matchup between the Chase County Bulldogs and South Sumner Outlaws. Chase County leads it 40-30. It's a first... second and five from Chase County's own 20. Mitch Buckey takes the handoff, and he'll get met in the backfield. Give him a loss
seven,
of about one. 11:50 ticking on the clock. Chase County again came out in this second half after trailing by 6, 30-24. They managed to get two straight stops, go up by two scores, 40-30, and then a huge interception by Brock Griffin on the last offensive possession on the goal line there. Put Chase County in a very, very good position with 11:30 remaining in the ball game.
Little miscommunication on that last play, third and five is still manageable. So let's see how they respond here.
Buckey empties his backfield. He's got twin receivers to the left. Third and five now from the 20. He'll send Dom Cothers in motion, and we will get a flag. Going to be a false start. It'll be a procedural penalty, the first penalty of any kind for the Bulldogs here tonight. With 11:09 remaining, that'll set them back 5 yards. So we go back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a third and 10.
Third down.
Be a third and 10 from the 15.
It's a big play here, you know, we're in, we've got our heels in our territory. We need a conversion here. Yeah.
Buckey empty backfield again. Twin receivers right side. Drops back. Airs it out down the field. He's got a man downfield in the form of Tad Grow. Grow off to the races. He'll get upended on the opposite 15-yard line. Oh, my goodness. From 15-15, Mitch Buckey making things work.
Yeah,
and we saw a similar play on the opposite end of the ball last half.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we needed there. Tad Groh running a double move. We give the quarterback enough time to get the ball out to him. Great route, great throw and catch. Exactly what Chase County needed in that situation.
40-30, the lead for Chase County. 10.5 to go in the ball game. They have it first and 10 on the South Sumner 15. Shotgun formation. Buckey sends Cothers in motion from left to right. Takes the snap, hands it off to Griffin. He'll get stood up after a gain of two. Positive yardage is positive yardage, especially deep in enemy territory with 10:09 remaining.
Yeah, Chase County running a trap play or an inside run on almost every first down of their series, trying to get it to second and manageable to set up the rest of their series. So always looking for that.
Second and 8 from the 13. Chase County looking to go up by yet another score. They lead it by 2, 40-30, as Budke takes a handoff, goes to the outside, scampers in from 13 yards out for his fourth touchdown of the ball game. Touchdown. Mitch Budke.
Bulldogs
now lead it 46-30 with the two-point conversion upcoming.
Yeah, physical running, setting up the big plays. That's been the story of the Chase County offense in the second half. We see a big throw. We see some big runs, all made possible by the offensive line and those chunk plays that we keep having.
9:36 remaining in the ball game. Now 46-30, the lead for the Bulldogs, looking to make it 48. Empty backfield. Buckey takes the snap, looking for a man in the end zone, and he finds it in the form of Cal Kohlmeyer for two more. It's 48-30. Chase County leading South Sumner. We'll have the ensuing kickoff right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Bulldog Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM. Again, it's 48-30. Chase County, 9:36 remaining in the fourth.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location at East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Plumbing by Spillman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving employee and surrounding communities for generations.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. The Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Back in Caldwell, Chase County leads at 48-30 off a 13-yard run by the quarterback, Mitch Budke, and another successful two-point conversion. Nano Zuniga gives a little more oomph to this kick, takes it to the 20-yard line. Alex Smith with the return. He'll bring it up to about the 32. 9:31 to go in the fourth quarter. And thus far, this second half has been all Chase County after a very even back-and-forth matchup in the first half. Thus far, South Sumner has yet to score in this second half. Hope I didn't just jinx anything there.
Yeah, be careful what you say.
Coach Vandegrift's not listening, is he?
Hopefully not.
Yes, if they get that score, I'm not looking forward to that conversation. Keandre Smith takes the snap. He'll try and cut up the middle and get swarmed after a gain of about 6 yards, bringing it up near midfield. He'll be just shy of the 40 at the 39. 9:17 remaining in this ball game. Again, Chase County leading at 48-30 in South Sumner. If they're going to score, they got to do it now.
A miscommunication, but he's making it work. You know, gain of 8 is that's a great first play of the drive.
Well, and if you're Sean Blosser, that's what you want from your senior quarterback, is he can make those decisions when he has to. Direct snap. Keandre Smith yet again goes up the right side, and he'll get brought down, and oh boy, he's slow to get up.
Oh no.
A little slow to get up there, and he finally does. Oh, but he goes right back down. Okay, he seems to be all right there. I think he got tangled up a little bit, maybe a little stinger to the right leg, and actually that's not Keandre Smith. Alex Smith, I think, got rolled up on that play, so a Smith nonetheless. Little gimpy to get up there, and he's going to take his helmet off. And Alex Smith's been a big offensive weapon for the Outlaws so far this ball game.
Yeah, his blocking on the edge has been very good all game, so they need him.
8:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. Handoff goes up the middle to Jackson Risley.
Ball carrier.
Or correction, that is actually Colby Irie.
Second down, 9.
Irie, the sophomore. That'll bring up a 2nd and 9 from the 34. And Sumner not in any hurry right now. 8:20 ticking on the clock, down by 18. They got to get moving here a little bit. Keandre Smith will send Alex Smith to the left side. Now single receivers left and right. Takes the direct snap. Keandre Smith trying to get to the outside, and he will, but not before he's met by Brock Griffin, who drags him out of bounds after a gain of 2.
Yeah, something that we haven't seen from Sumner County is their tempo. They had a lot of success with the tempo in the first half.
Yeah.
You wonder why they haven't gone back to it here in the second half.
Well, sometimes when you run that fast-paced tempo, though, endurance can become a factor.
Yep.
Got to wonder if they maybe wore themselves out a little bit there. 3rd and 6 from the 31. Snap goes to Keandre Smith. Fakes the handoff. Dropping back. He's stuck in the backfield. Chase County on the way. Ball is fumbled. Falling on top of it will be South Sumner. First time we've really seen Keandre Smith get flushed out and flustered, as that's going to be a loss of 5, setting them back 4th and 11 from the 36.
Yeah, Cal Colmar yet again putting the pressure on the quarterback there. He's playing good football, sound. He's staying home, doing a great job for the Bulldogs.
7:03 remaining in this ball game, 4th and long upcoming for the Outlaws. And Keandre Smith looking for the play. I mean, if you're in their position, you have to go for it no matter where you're at.
Yeah, down and distance, 4th and 10.
Empty backfield for Keandre Smith. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Looking to air it out. Big pass coming down the field. It'll be on the fingertips and just incomplete. Turnover on downs for the third time this second half. Chase County will have it. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line, and give Keandre Smith a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. He tried to make something happen once again. Unfortunately, the coverage just too strong by Chase County.
Yeah, he can throw, and he's putting it on his receivers. Great defense there by Tag Groh, and a great defensive stand by Chase County.
I think Tag Groh was saying, well, Brock's got one interception. I want one, too, as he went up to try and make that catch and just went through his fingertips. I think that's what maybe caused the ball to kind of go end over end and led to the incompletion. First and 10, 35-yard line for Chase County. Budke in the shotgun, left side Griffin. Sends Cothers in motion. Now hands off. Griffin breaking tackles up the right side. Gets brought down by the waist after a pickup of 9. Colby Irie on the tackle for the Outlaws.
Chase County going back to that trap on first down. Powerful running there by Brock Griffin.
Yeah.
Great start to the drive for Chase County. Second and short, expect a shot play. This is a time that you can expect Chase County. They're bringing in Tag Groh off the sideline. They may take a shot to the end zone here.
Groh and Collars, the two receivers here, they've got the hands that can pay the bills. As Budke, you might be right, Kale. Looks like he's going lone set here. Well, actually, no, he'll be joined in the backfield by Brock Griffin. See if he hands it off here once again. It's only one to gain. Quarterback keeper by Mitch Budke. He'll get across the first down marker before he's met right near the – give him the 34, 32. Yep, they'll spot him at the 32 for a first and 10. 5:42 and rolling here. Chase County looking to advance to the third round of the 8-man D1 playoffs with this regional matchup against South Sumner. They lead at 48-30 after trailing by 6 at the half, 30-24, and they have shut out the Outlaws thus far in this second half. Budke brings Griffin in motion to his left side. He's got single receivers right and left. He's got Cothers now coming across from right to left. He'll hand it off to Griffin, who powers his way forward for a gain of about 1, maybe 2. That'll bring up a 2nd and 8 from the 30.
Yeah, Chase County electing to control the clock.
Yep.
Very good decision there. Lots of running on this drive and trying to take as much time off that scoreboard as they can.
Well, they started with 6:37 remaining. They're down to 4:45.
Colby Irie was on the stop.
Maybe trying to force Coach Blosser to take some timeouts here as Coach Vandergrift. Lone set, snap goes to Bucky, quarterback keeper. He'll drag it down to the 20. Goes from the 32. See if they spot him right near, yep, the first down marker. So 1 yard to gain here for Chase County is Mitch Budke. He struggled early on to get any momentum going, and since the start of the second half, he has really picked things up. 3rd and 1 now from the 23.
Schemes have been great by the offense.
Some major adjustments at the half. 4 minutes remaining. Budke takes the snap, gets the first down, pushes the pile forward for about 2 more after the get. And another fresh set of downs for the boys in white, the Bulldogs of Chase County. 3:54 remaining in the ball game.
Lots of personnel changes on this drive. They're trying to keep their guys fresh, make sure that we can control the clock and get steady gains. So great job by Chase County.
Down 18 here late in this fourth quarter. Wonder if we start to see some timeouts be burned by Coach Blosser and the Outlaws. 3.5 remaining in the ball game. Budke takes the snap, hands it off to Griffin up the middle, powers his way forward to the 15. A gain of 4 on that run by Brock Griffin. Griffin with 1 touchdown on the night, a 2-yard score.
Second down.
As Brock Griffin has done a great job here in this second half, really doing the work, pushing his feet forward.
Yeah, they're utilizing him in the run game, and he had a couple awesome, great defensive plays, including that pick on the goal line.
Yeah, that was a momentum changer for sure. 2:52 remaining in the ball game. Bud Key, shotgun set, takes the snap, goes up the middle. He breaks one tackle, breaks two, and then finally gets brought down near the five.
Down inside the five, the stop by number seven.
Might give him the four right there.
First and goal, Chase County.
Well, you heard it right there. First and goal for the Bulldogs with 2:35 remaining. 2 minutes and 35 seconds away from advancing on to round three after a come-from-behind effort here. Again, Chase County trailed it 30-24 at the half. Since then, they've gone on to score 24 unanswered points. 2:15 remaining. Budke. Shotgun set with Griffin to the right. Brings Cothers in motion, right to left, takes the low snap. He'll go up the middle himself from the 7-yard line and tumble in for his fifth touchdown of the night, a 7-yard scamper by Mitch Budke.
Chase County looking comfortable this entire drive. This is the best football we've seen him play all year long.
I agree.
Capping it off with a great touchdown run by Mitch. Wow, this second half. It's been all
Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's really couldn't have gone any better for Chase County.
I agree with you 100%. 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. 2-point conversion upcoming here by the Bulldogs. They lead it by 24, 54-30. Won't be a pointed game, but still a good win here for the Bulldogs. Bullet pass into the end zone, ripping it out of the heavens is Tag Rowe, trying to make the stop there. Was Keandre Smith. It went right through his hands and into the hands of Tag Rowe.
Great and catch there. Great catch. By
fantastic catch.
Yeah.
And with that, 26 is the differential. 56-30. Chase County leads South Sumner. 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the ensuing kickoff here on the coverage of the Chase County Bulldogs 8-man Division I playoff action on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location at East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Cody First and Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving employee and surrounding communities for generations.
Back in Caldwell, Taken Trahoon, joined by Cale Budke as the Bulldogs have it teed up at their own 30-yard line. Nano Zuniga set to do the honors here. And, well, trailing by six going into the half, 30-24, the Bulldogs have come back to score unanswered, going from 24 to 56 now. I'll do the math on that later. It's a short kick fielded at the 25-yard line of South Sumner.
Jesna on the return.
That's Wrangler Jesna, the junior, who brings it up to the 38. So a solid return there by Jesna. Probably the best one we've seen thus far this second half for the Outlaws, who are trying to avoid a second-half shutout here as they have yet to score.
Yeah, expect Sumner County to go to their pass game. They've had some success in this game. They're going to go back to it.
Lone set for Keandre Smith. He'll take it himself, tucks it, and runs up the middle. Give him a gain of eight.
Keandre, a gain of nine. Stop by the...
Nope, I'll have to give it to our PA announcer up here. He's right. Gain of nine. Apparently, I can't count either. Math is hard, man.
It is hard.
90 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Second and one from the 37. Smith finds an open man near the hash on the right side. We get a flag in the backfield. This might go against Chase County. Yeah, it would be just like, their second.
Looks
see
like
what
a
the call.
Personal foul. Probably a late hit.
There is a yellow flag on the play.
Sorry. That was great. And that's going to go against South Sumner. That will be their fifth as they're backing up. That's head-to-head, I think, is the signal.
I believe, it's an offensive targeting call against Sumner County. Yeah, because they're taking a down off.
Yeah, they are. That is a targeting call on South Sumner. I'm not sure who the call was on.
It was down the field. It must have been on the receiver who caught the ball. Interesting call.
Minute 22 remaining. A loss of down brings up a third and one. Snap goes to Keandre Smith. He'll drag it down near the 25 to the 26 with 1:12 remaining in the ball game. And that's
first down, Outlaws.
That's going to be their first down. But it's going to be too little too late here as we tick under 60 to go. Chase County up 56-30. Another pass here by Keandre Smith will go through the hands of Alex Smith on the left hash. And 56 seconds remaining in the ball game.
Chase County playing a quarters coverage, so that means they're taking their defensive backs and they're taking them to the back of the back of the field here.
Keandre Smith will set up in the lone set, takes the direct snap, now looking for a man downfield. Trying to juke and jive around the defense. He'll throw it to the end zone, broken up.
Pass.
Trying to see who that is for Chase County. I think that's Colin Monahan getting some reps out there, as it is. Yes, Monahan, the 6'3 junior, jumping to the skies to smack that one down. 46 seconds remaining. It's 3rd and 10 from the 37 for South Sumner. Chase County leads it 56-30.
Yeah, put your tall guys back there. Expect throws to the end zone.
Sumner does not want to end this ball game with a second-half shutout. Smith throws it to the far hash. The pass was complete. I believe that was Wrangler Jesna. Nope, Alex Shore, actually, the sophomore. He'll be just shy of the first down marker, so it'll bring up a 4th and 1. As watch for Keandre Smith to try and run it up the middle. He does. He's got open field. He's at the 5. He's got the angle, and he'll dive for the pylon and get it. So, no second-half shutout for the Bulldogs.
Touchdown, Outlaw!
As Keandre Smith able to go from about 23 yards out for the score. Going for the two-point conversion here. Snap goes to Keandre Smith. He'll run it forward, and I think he gets in. Yes, he does. 56-38 now. The score. Chase County leading South Sumner. The ensuing kickoff coming up here. 31.8 seconds, as we mentioned, and we'll keep it right here as Chase County, they've done a great job. I mean, they did not look their best in that first half, and then they managed to come back. And they're able to just crack off some massive runs here. Mitch Budke doing so much work with his legs. I mean, they really looked rejuvenated coming out of the conversation with Coach Vandegrift at the half. I can't wait to see what he had to say at that point in time.
Definitely something fiery. And that defense making big stops, that was the story of the second half.
Yeah.
Now, expect an onside kick here from Sumner County. They got 30 seconds. They're down by 18 points here.
I've seen crazier things.
Yeah. And, you know, anything can happen, but it's important for Chase County to get this onside kick, close the game out.
Sumner teeing it up at the 30-yard line. Is that Keandre? It looks like he's going to do the honors. And we saw Keandre. He's got a leg.
Keandre Smith teeing up.
It is an onside kick. It'll be missed. And finally brought in by the Bulldogs. Man, that was scary right there as it went past two Bulldogs before finally falling on top of it, Luke Budke, the sophomore.
The
youngest of the Budke trio.
Yep. Very proud of both my brothers. And
you should be.
So, yeah, played good games today.
Victory formation, it looks like, here for Chase County. And Mitch Budke will kneel it out. That will do it. Your final score, 56-38. Got to say, want to give a shout-out while he's still in here. The hospitality here at South Sumner is amazing. Great sportsmanship there as we got some handshakes from some of the individuals leaving the press box up here. Great sportsmanship on the field, great sportsmanship off the field. We do appreciate the hospitality. That will do it. Double zeros on the clock. The Bulldogs of Chase County roll into the third round of the playoffs with a come-from-behind victory, 56-38 over South Sumner. We'll take a quick break, come back, get into the Rich Store Company postgame show, have a word with Victoria's head coach Brody Vandergrift, and try and figure out which happy Bulldog we want to have a conversation with. I think Mitch Budke making an argument for a three-peat on the headset, but I think Brock Griffin also doing a lot of work with his legs.
Yeah.
That interception was huge.
Team effort tonight, certainly some guys who showed up in big moments. So
absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, we'll sort that out as we get into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Again, your final score here from Caldwell. The Bulldogs pick up the victory over the Outlaws of Sumner County, 56-38, your final score. The Rich Store Company postgame show is coming up next here on Country 101.7 FM.